I have been putting over like 1,000 miles on my car a week. It's been kind of crazy and truly exhausting.
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey. Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I am your host and friend, Katie Fortune. It has been a hot minute since I've actually recorded a new episode. Yeah, I actually batch recorded all the rest of the episodes for the rest of this year because, well, as you may know, if you've been listening for the last few weeks, I am doing another, job, I guess we could say. I took on another role along with my other full-time job and all of this business stuff I'm doing here. Today's episode, though, is the last and final episode of my series, the University Teaching Series. It is episode 8 of that. But overall, we're on episode 111. I have done 111 episodes today. That's crazy. If you've missed any of the other ones from before, please go back and listen. Otherwise, stay and listen. All right, today I'm going to talk about how teaching has been going. It's a recap, and this is the current time, okay? I just got done teaching 7 weeks, and weirdly, I didn't even plan this. The last 7 weeks, I've been teaching 4 classes, 4 days a week, 2 each day. I should say that. I said that wrong. 2 classes Mondays, Wednesdays, 2 classes Tuesday, Thursdays. Well, that's actually a full-time teaching. It's been a lot, I'm going to be honest. But last Thursday, I'm recording this on a Sunday. You'll hear it on Wednesday. But last Thursday was my last and final day teaching my Tuesday, Thursday classes because the other professor is back from maternity leave. Now, I've had some weird feelings about all of this. Some of the feelings I've been feeling are like relief and happiness because I'm not going to be driving 1.5 hours one way 4 days a week. So yes, do the math. That's 3 hours a day in the car every single day. I have been putting over like 1,000 miles on my car a week. It's been kind of crazy and truly exhausting. But also at the same time, the 2 classes I was so honored and lucky to teach and help out with for 7 weeks, I'm going to miss them. I really love the students. They're so amazing and they're so fun and they're so talented. And so I'm a little sad too. So I've had the feeling of happiness and like relief again. And then I've had like actual sadness and I'm going to miss them, but I'm actually not going anywhere. I am going to be there still on Monday, Wednesdays. And I told all the students that if they ever need me, they can come talk to me, or if they just want to come and say hi, absolutely, please do that. So if you are one of those students, I just want to say you are always welcome to connect with me. I can't wait to keep seeing how you grow and what you do in the next semesters to come. Now, a bunch of them should potentially have me next semester. Yes, I, as of right now, have said yes to helping out again another semester, and I am scheduled to teach 2 classes next semester. So a bunch of the students, hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers and doing also air quotes, sign up for that class because they do need it next, and I'll get to lecture that class with them. I'm so excited. I'm really excited. It was such a great opportunity so far. It has been a great opportunity, but in all seriousness, it has been a little bit too much. And I've talked about this before, probably on my YouTube channel, maybe here. I don't remember. But either way, I don't want to set an example of overworking yourself. And I have done that. And I'm not proud of that, to be honest. I am proud I got through the last 7 weeks, like barely, and I am proud that I am able to do these types of things and educate and encourage and inspire these students. It makes me so happy, but again, two full-time jobs, crazy hours of work. I've literally worked like 7 days a week the last 7 weeks. It's not sustainable, and it's really not actually very smart, okay? Please don't take this little bit of craziness that I've been through the last 7 weeks as like, I want to be like Katie. Well, I mean, you could try it, but I'm telling you right now, I am exhausted. Again, it's something that I don't want to promote, overworking and that whole quote hustle culture. I'm not into that, but I am still so grateful that I was able to be a part of these students' lives even for the last 7 weeks. And then for the students that still get to hang out with me, I'm just really excited. It's been a really awesome opportunity. I have learned so much about myself. I have learned, every day I learn how to be a better teacher. I've made mistakes. I still am making mistakes, but I'm owning those mistakes, being honest, open, transparent with the students. Because again, these students are adults. They're in college, and that's how I treat them, like adults. So it's been great. That's all I have to say. This can be a short and sweet episode. It has been wonderful. It has been hard. It has been exhausting. I'm excited to keep finishing out the rest of the semester with the students that I have on Monday, Wednesdays, and then kind of get a little bit more of my life back. It's been hard because I haven't been able to see my husband at all, really. And so that's been difficult. Even seeing my dog, I haven't been able to see him, and he's so excited to see me. This next week, when you're listening to this, I will hopefully be regaining some of my normalcy a little bit, or the new norm. And I'm really excited for that. If anyone's listening to this from UW-Stout, any of the students I just had or the ones I still have right now, I am honored and grateful to be teaching you and being a part, a small part of your life. And not only have I hopefully educated you, but man, you guys have taught me a lot of things as well. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm just also really grateful to know you all. And so thank you. And thank you who's listening to this podcast episode for being a huge support and positive and listening each week. And if you're new, welcome. I have a lot more coming your way, but this is going to end the university teaching series. And next week, there'll be a whole new podcast episode out. It actually dives back to when I did new teacher orientation. Remember, all these episodes from here on out, pretty much except maybe one, has been pre-recorded. And I want to make that clear because I had to do that or I would never be able to do what I do each and every week. My full-time sales gig, the full-time teaching up until now, and this business that I'm building with the YouTube, podcast, speaking, the emails that I'm digging myself out of is unbelievable. So bear with me, but thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And I cannot wait for you to hear the rest of this year. And it's almost coming to an end. It's crazy how fast this year has gone. But I just want to encourage you to live in each moment, take some time for yourself, go out on a walk and enjoy the beautiful fall leaves, or if you're in the Midwest and you actually get all four seasons, it's pretty beautiful out there. Take time to rest, take a nap, and just live the best life that you can live. And remember, if you're in a really difficult season, that doesn't have to last forever, okay? So keep moving, keep growing, keep learning, and keep being kind to one another. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Wow. Can you believe it? It's already done. Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the Different Ability podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?